This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And it's April Fool's Day, but we kind of didn't have the energy or the creativity this time around to come up with something. So we thought we'd reminisce because today's election day. So we kind of want to keep it a little more serious, but in a Jonathan and Kitty way. So over the years, I don't even know how we started doing the April Fool's stuff. If we just were like, we should make up something. Can't remember like.
Well, the very first one was when we created Show Tunes Tuesday.
Oh, that's right. And we said that every Tuesday we're going to have show tunes. And people called in requests for show tunes, and it was okay. But over the years, we tried to up our game. One of our classics from years ago was when we said that they were going to have tolls on our beloved Beltline.
Today's the day that a toll goes in effect on the Beltline, the toll road. It's not toll booths like you think of, like in Illinois. It's actually just small cameras that are hidden on the entrance ramps that you get charged 50 cents once a day,
right,
and then
so
you get a bill at the end of the month.
It makes sense, right?
Yeah.
And then we said, but we're going to pay for your first toll, so go to 1055MMM.com for official certificate. And then over the years, even more recently, last year, we did that there was going to be a new rule that if you're walking on the bike path, you have to wear this special vest.
That you have to pay to rent.
Exactly. And we even had a spokesperson for it.
Well, you've seen it. You've seen them on construction workers. You've seen them out on police officers directing traffic. It's a high visibility vest. And we're really working with a lot of different designers to come up with some great designs that really look good and make you feel good wearing them. Of course, they all come in just one color.
So now what's interesting is that throughout the years, the spokesperson we've had for the various projects seems to be the same person. Who just happens to be related to Kitty.
Really?
Her brother.
That voice sounded familiar.
Her brother. That was Bob, quote unquote, Bob Simpson. A different time, we talked about that all the potholes in town, we were going to fill them in a different way. And Blake Archambault was the spokesperson for that, who, interestingly enough, sounds just like Kitty's brother.
What we've commissioned is some artists to fill the holes with art. Because these holes, they're nasty, they're ugly, and what we need to do is to beautify them.
And there was, of course, the year when we said that our license plates were going to be changed and there was going to be a new slogan.
Well, it's all part of a plan that I want to celebrate one of Wisconsin's great and abundant natural resources, and say it boldly, say it proudly, and what better way than to put it on every car in the state?
And it was manure rules, I think,
something like that.
So, you know, maybe next year we'll get back in the swing of it.
Hopefully, it'll be safe to make jokes again at some point.
But we've always got our archive, so. Happy April Fool's Day, everybody.